Hi, this is George Dersey from Clarity Consulting, and in this module, we're going to take a look at improving the caller experience for a caller in the UCMA 3.0 Workflow SDK workflow using prompts, events, and commands. Let's first take a look at prompts. Prompts are critical to create a natural dialogue with the caller. All the speech question answer and speech statement activities, which you saw, expose a collection of prompts, such as the main prompt, the help prompt, the no recognition prompt when the user's input isn't recognized or isn't valid, or even the silence prompt when a certain amount of time elapses before the user provides the inputs. You can set these in the workflow designer just from the properties of the activity, as you can see here on the right, or sometimes it's more convenient to set these at runtime, and you would do that in the turn starting handler of that particular activity. The important thing to note about the turn starting handler is that it executes every time the workflow engine, or just about as the workflow engine, is going to process the activity. So you need to clear those prompts, or the values for those prompts, before setting them again. Otherwise, they just concatenate on top of each other. An important thing to note, too, is a prompt can just be simple text-to-speech that you can set in code, declaratively, or in the designer, or using a prompt builder, or they can even just be an audio prompt that you package up with your workflow. What about communications commands? Commands are used to send a command to the workflow, for example, asking for help. You access the commands activity from the communication sequence activity, and you'll see this in the demo where you pull the context menu of the communication sequence activity and go to view commands. So those commands are scoped to that particular communication sequence. So here in this screenshot, we dragged a speech help command over into the commands activity. And the pattern here is that you have to define the grammar which will fire off this command. So in this case, if it's a help command, perhaps during a speech question answer activity, we would like to capture if the user says help or maybe presses zero. And then we can define a custom activity sequence that will execute when that command fires. And in this case, we would drag them into the activity itself, and they'll be executed in sequence. When the help command fires, this particular example, the help prompt for the particular activity that the user is on will be repeated. So you can set the help prompt throughout your workflow or throughout the activities in your workflow to handle the case when the user asks for help. You can provide some more details about that particular activity or the input you're expecting from them. So communications events are used to react to events that happen throughout the workflow. For example, let's say the user entered invalid input and three consecutive times during the workflow. You want to be able to handle that. And the pattern here is the same. From the communication sequence in the designer of your workflow, you're going to access its context menu, as I'll show you in the demo, and go to communications events. And what you do here is, there's one that's created by default, which is the call disconnected event, which has its own implementation. But you can drag other ones from the toolbox into the communications events activity. In this case, we dragged over a consecutive no recognition event. And what we'd like to do here is, let's say the caller enters invalid input three times. We'll give them a message seen in here in this speech statement activity saying, I'm having trouble understanding you. Why don't you try call back later? And in this case, we're going to an activity where we're disconnecting them from the workflow. So let's see all these in action. We'll take a look at improving the user experience in the Help Desk IVR sample by building some more natural prompts to create a more natural dialogue and wiring up some events and commands to catch the speech help command and also the consecutive no recognitions event in the workflow.
Another important design consideration for an effective IVR is using prompts to create a natural dialogue with the caller. So back at our speech statement activity here, which we're using to prompt the caller to choose a task, we can expand this prompts collection. You'll see there's other prompts other than the main prompt. There's the help prompt, which will be played back when the user asks for help, the repeat prompt, and the no recognition prompt when the input's not recognized, and the silence prompt when the caller doesn't provide input within the silence timeout. So let's set this to something short just so we can test it. And let's set the silence prompt programmatically. Now, of course, you could have done that in the designer, but we always have more flexibility when doing it in the turn starting handler. So we'll clear the content of the silence prompt. We'll add some text to it. This is just a constant. And here we're saying, sorry, I didn't catch that. And then we'll append some more text to it just to clarify. Please enter your 5-digit numeric PIN. There's also the no recognition prompt, which is useful when we don't recognize the input from the caller. So in this case, we can use a prompt builder, which is really similar to a string builder. We're just using append text to add text to the prompt, add text and breaks in this case. So we're adding, a prompt constant here, saying, I didn't recognize your input, adding a medium break, and then providing some additional help in case the caller misunderstood the prompt. Choose one of the tasks by entering its number. And then we'll append the prompt builder to the no recognition prompt. So we saw how to improve the dialogue with the caller using prompts. There's some other things we can do here. If we go up here and highlight the communication sequence activity, we can look at the commands. The communication sequence activity provides scoping for these commands and events, and we'll look at events in a second, but let's take a look at commands first. So if any of the commands that we wire up here get executed, they happen in the scope of this activity. So the one we'd like to wire up is the help command. So when somebody invokes the help command, the help prompt for the activity that they're in will fire. So first thing we need to do, we drag the speech help command into the command activity. We open its properties, and we're going to set the expected DTMF input of the help prompt or the help command to 0. So if the user hits 0 when they're on a speech question answer activity, the help prompt for that activity will fire. You can also do some other stuff here by dragging activities into the command activity. Let's say you want some text to play every time somebody hits help. You could put a speech statement here and wire up its properties. But in this case, we'll leave it empty. Let's take a look at setting some of these help prompts. So in this case, we're doing it programmatically throughout the workflow or the sample. You'll see that we're setting the values for help prompt just so that the caller knows when they press 0 for help, we'll give them some additional text so they know what the activity is about. Now, of course, you can go back to the sequence activity and the enter PIN. You can also do this in Designer and the help prompt. You say, please enter your PIN so we can validate your identity. Next, let's look at communications events. We use these communications events to react to things that happen in the workflow. So the one we're going to look at is the consecutive no input speech event. Or actually, let's look at the consecutive no recognition speech event. So this event will fire if during a speech question answer activity, you provide incorrect input this number of times. This is configurable. So we'll set this to 2. And in this case, you need to implement some workflow logic that'll happen. Now, the no recognition prompt will also fire when this happens. But if it happens for after this number of times, after 2 times, we need to take some more drastic action, perhaps. So maybe we can say, sorry, I'm having trouble understanding your input. Please call back later. And perhaps now we want to disconnect the call. So we'll just use this go-to activity to go to the disconnect call activity. We'll drag the go-to activity on there and set the target activity name to the disconnect call activity. Okay, so let's run this now so we can test these. Let's go ahead and run the workflow. So the first thing I'm going to test is letting the silence timeout elapse so that we can hear the silence prompt. And then when I'm prompted to enter a task, I'm going to press 0 to ask for help, and then enter an invalid task number 2 times so that I fire the consecutive no recognition prompt and get disconnected from the workflow.
Welcome, George Duarte. I can help you manage your tasks. Please enter your 5-digit PIN. Sorry, I didn't catch that. Please enter your 5-digit numeric PIN.
All right, so we'll enter the PIN.
PIN accepted. Please choose one of the following active tasks. Task 1, proposal for General Industries. Task 2, follow up on Brightwork company sales opportunity. Task 3, Metro Manufacturers statement of work.
So let me press 0 here to trigger the help command.
Sorry, you need to choose a task so I can look it up.
You can see the help command here for the choose task
Sorry,
activity.
Sorry, I didn't catch that.
So I'm enter an incorrect one.
Sorry, I'm having trouble understanding your input. Please call back later.
So you can see after entering incorrect input a couple of times, I've triggered the consecutive no inputs or the no recognition event and got disconnected. So we saw how to use prompts to create a more natural dialogue with the caller, using breaks, using the prompt builder, setting them in the turn starting, and then also wiring up the commands in the workflow, such as the help command, to enable the caller to ask for help anywhere throughout the workflow. Then we took a look at one of the communications events, the consecutive no recognitions event, that is used to handle the case when the user enters invalid input a configurable number of times.
In this session, we took a look at using prompts, events, and commands for creating a more natural experience for the caller.